Welcome to the Personal Injury Marketing Minute, where we quickly cover the hot topics in the legal marketing world. I'm your host, Lindsay Busfield, and today we will be discussing the new core update that Google just rolled out. While Google rolls out periodic algorithm updates, this one seems to impact law firms more than some other updates that Google has issued in the past. Len, the owner of Optimize My Firm, is here to give us all of the details that you need to know for your firm. Welcome, Len.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting this.
Absolutely. So Len, tell us, what is a broad core update?
So Google does lots and lots of updates, especially last month, but they do hundreds every year. A broad core update is something they introduced in 2018, or they started calling it a broad core update. And a broad core update is it's when they make several broad changes to their ranking algorithm all at once. So it's different than a normal Google update that they do hundreds of times each year because it encompasses several different ranking factors.
How often are broad core updates issued as opposed to just regular algorithm updates?
They have been running these about 3 or 4 times each year. They started, I think it was August 1st, 2018. I'd have to look. And the first one, a lot of people called Medic because it really impacted a lot of medical websites. It didn't really affect many of our attorneys, but we do have a couple of attorneys with very large sections on their website about medical things.
And why is it important for law firms to stay abreast of these algorithm changes?
So usually it's not. If you have a good SEO company, usually it's something that you can totally forget about. As for our one particular client who has a lot of medical related content, they do like to know about them. Even they tend to go up a little bit, one algorithm update, and then down a little bit the next. But they do impact other things in Google, such as review stars or featured snippets and traffic in general. It's funny, with their website, they can have a huge surge in traffic, and it's really because they'll be ranking for one particular featured snippet, which drives like 1,000 hits a day. So even when their traffic changes, it's not necessarily a good or a bad thing.
So it definitely doesn't just impact where their website is ranking on the organic search results. It can have an impact on where that website shows up on any of Google's tools. So whether it's on the featured snippets or organic listings or their reviews. So this can be something that impacts a lawyer's marketing presence in a wide range, it sounds like.
Yes, correct. I wanted to add real quick that before we rebranded, you know, we went by Telepost and we had documented some of these, and we ended up getting the analytics data for hundreds of companies out there. We're able to really dive in and kind of look at some of the correlations on why some sites gained or lost traffic. And it really came down to site quality. There's a lot of websites ranking for things that really shouldn't have been, and the algorithm did fix that.
Wow, yeah. And so these algorithms can definitely be a great tool for law firms who are using good SEO practices with solid backlinks and good rich content that's optimized for the web. So talking about this broad core update specifically, when did July's algorithm update start?
So it came in two parts. They started one, they didn't have it already. So they rolled out the first part of it in the beginning of June, and it actually took people a few days to see impact. This particular half of the algorithm update, they started July 1st, and I started seeing changes in attorneys' presences last night. So the night of July 1st and July 2nd, there's definitely been a major change in Google search results.
Interesting. And so how did you find out about this algorithm update? I mean, obviously today is, we're just now starting into July. How do people find out when algorithm updates are going to happen or what the impact of them is?
So most people find out about an algorithm change about 2 months after it happens when they see a drop in their traffic. Unless you're one of those people that monitors their traffic every day or every week, then they may notice it quicker. Google does have a Twitter account they use. It's the Google Search Liaison, and they tweet out their core algorithm updates. I do have a few friends in the industry who very closely monitor what Google's doing, and they usually know within about 20 minutes of them happening, which is, I don't think anybody, it's very unhealthy to monitor search results that fast, but yes, that's how you can find out about them.
And so for most people, when they are looking at the increase in their traffic or the drop in their traffic, how do they diagnose that?
That gets tricky. They usually need somebody like us to diagnose it for them. Otherwise, I've met hundreds and hundreds of people who've drawn the wrong conclusion. Even this month, there's been many different updates. And a lot of people see something and they point the finger at that. They're like, oh, we did this and we shouldn't have, or it's because our site's not secure, or maybe it's because of these backlinks we got 4 months ago. It's usually much, much, much more involved in that. And there's usually multiple items that can cause an increase or a decrease in traffic. Or as we mentioned earlier, it might just be like one page on your website that's suddenly getting or not getting a featured snippet, which is driving a lot of traffic.
Absolutely. And so with these hundreds of algorithm updates that go on throughout the year, some that you might be able to identify pretty quickly, some that Google announces, and then some that you identify just through traffic changes. How worried should law firms be about these algorithm updates?
Our clients shouldn't worry about them much at all. Usually you shouldn't worry about them. Of course, in the world of personal injury, there is a certain level of backlink building that you have to do. So especially if you're in a city like Los Angeles, you know, there's a couple of big firms that, you know, they represented Michael Jackson's doctor and they've got press from all over the world. If you're going to compete there, you have to build links. There is a certain amount of risk involved. There are some gray areas you'll have to go into. But if you have somebody who's very experienced in building your backlinks, you should never have, it's very unlikely you'll have a problem. We've never personally ever had any problems here with that. But if you do hire, you know, there's, for every good SEO agency, there's 200 bad ones, and a lot of them do build backlinks, which can result in a manual action from Google. Or even with this update, we're seeing a very positive impact on a lot of our clients, which is rare. I've never even done a podcast here about the algorithm updates because it just never affects our attorneys. It's usually these medical websites, news websites, big websites, but this one's definitely impacting attorneys. So, you know, if our clients are doing good, other law firms are doing bad. So they're just not getting the quality of the links that they should be getting.
Sure. And so it sounds like links play a really big, important role when it comes to the deciding factor of how Google ranks one website versus another. Other than backlinks, what goes into how Google decides how to rank certain websites?
So as far as attorneys go, they really just need an easy to use website. You know, if you just forget that there are search engines and just make a good website that's easy to use for people, that's usually the first step. It should be fast, easy to use on a telephone, secure. It needs to be all those things. It's 99% of it.
And then once that website is in place and it's user-friendly, how important is the content on the website?
So content quality is a big issue that we could write a book about, but it should definitely explain people's legal issues to them, at least enough to make them call. But the structure of it, where it's placed on the website, how easy it is to read, Those are all factors. You know, even something we've been guilty of in the past is building big walls of text. And while it's good and comprehensive content, you know, it should be broken up and easy to digest, you know, maybe with some pictures or YouTube videos.
Right. So it definitely sounds like no matter what the update to the algorithm is, so long as you have quality backlinks, a user-friendly website that's mobile-friendly, and content that is optimized for the website and easy to navigate and get useful information from, it sounds like you'll be pretty safe from any algorithm update that Google rolls out. Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah. In general. Yeah. Yeah. There are a couple more algorithm updates coming. One's rolling out right now called the Core Web Vitals. And there's also a Google Page Experience update that is coming out. It's not going to be a huge impact, but it's, again, it's just making sure you have a nice clean website that loads quickly, that is secure. And it's all common sense stuff. In the world of personal injury lawyers, you know, a lot of them had that 7 years ago. So it's a pretty competitive niche. So everybody is trying to make a really nice high converting website in the first place.
Absolutely. And so just doing more of the right things will keep you moving in the right direction. Do we expect the July algorithm update to be completed all in one go, or is this something that is going to be lingering on for a while?
That's a great question. It does vary. Some of these kind of bounce around for about 2 weeks. So sometimes people will see a drop in traffic today, and then in 10 days from now, it'll come back. So it will be rolling out. They did say it's going to take up to 2 weeks, but I did see a major impact today. So usually when that happens, it'll be some tremors for a day or two, and then they're done. But we will see. One thing I forgot to mention earlier about diagnosing updates is overlapping updates. So in June, for example, there was a spam update, and that rolled out on the 23rd and the 28th. So, but that probably won't affect any lawyers. That was mostly spam websites. And when I say spam website, I'm referring to people ranking with hacked websites or hijacked websites, or they're just doing something really, really, really bad. We're not talking about link building here. This is like spam.
Right. So that's a great example of how the Google algorithm updates can definitely, you know, they keep the bad websites in check and can help benefit the websites that are doing things the right way. So these algorithm updates are not necessarily something to be scared of if you're doing things right.
Overall, we love the direction Google's been going. They've been making it a better place, a better search engine, which is good. That's what they want to do to please their shareholders. And usually we're looking forward to the algorithm updates and looking for any positive impact. And we're usually very excited and happy when they roll out.
That's great. And Lynn, if anybody has questions about how this or any other upcoming algorithm update is going to impact their site, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, just by the contact form on optimizemyfirm.com. They can contact us right there. I'm certain there's going to be questions from people who lost traffic. And yeah, we'll be happy to answer any questions people have there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Len. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.